The subsidy is a recommendation from the PUC staff, which evaluated whether Stored Solar fulfilled terms of a contract approved in 2016. An analysis released last week found that the company bought less than 40% of the waste wood from loggers than it promised and invested only 60% into two biomass plants in West Enfield and Jonesboro than it was supposed to. As a result, PUC staff is recommending cutting Stored Solar's subsidy by 20%. But State Representative Seth Berry, a Democrat from Bodenham, says that subsidy is still too much.
So if the commission goes with the staff recommendation, then it is clear to me that there will need to be legislative action.
Berry, who is co-chairman of the legislature's Energy and Utilities Committee, says the 20% subsidy cut isn't nearly enough for a company that failed to deliver on two of three contract promises. And he also questions whether Stored Solar met the minimum operation requirements if it bought less than 40% of the waste wood than required from loggers, which was the primary reason for the $13.4 million biomass bailout law that passed 2 years ago.
And I question that they could have operated 53% of the time when, by their own numbers, they have purchased 60% less wood than was promised. It just doesn't add up.
He says the committee could respond with legislation if the three-member commission opts to approve the reduced subsidy, a vote that could take place in early April. Berry's comments illustrate lawmakers' frustration with Stored Solar, a company that has been scrutinized for not paying loggers at various points last year. And lawmakers are still working on a bill that originally sought to void Stored Solar's contract while requesting an investigation by the Attorney General. Additionally, some legislators have said the PUC was wrong to award a subsidy contract to Stored Solar following an examination of the bailout law by Maine Public Radio. Those issues and the looming subsidy decision by the PUC are expected to be discussed when the committee meets next week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.